And hello, everyone. This is the 10th episode of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. This time, we have a few special guests with us from the journalism community who have all had varying degrees of interaction with Wikipedia. First, I'd like to thank my, I guess we can call it technical producer, Phil,
That's me.
Made this happen. We also have Seth Finkelstein from The Guardian. And we have, Matt Sanchez.
Hello.
Pleasure
to be
here. And we have David Shankbone from Wikinews.
Hello.
And we have, besides that, several Wikipedians with us. We have Dorf Trottel.
Hello.
And we have St. Walkerster. St. Walkerster, I think, may be joining us by text. St. Walkerster will be replying by text, and if he has a comment, I'll be reading it to you. So we're here to talk about Wikipedia and the media, and one interesting thing is that all three of our guests have had interesting firsthand experiences with biographies of living persons. Seth, would you like to begin this?
Oh, where to begin the tale? Basically, do you know what the story of the white elephant is? It's a legend where you give somebody a gift, but the gift is something that they do not want, and the maintenance of it destroys their life. That's something that media biography could be. I know that there are many people in Wikipedia, and that they try to create their own biographies. But if you aren't so interested in that sort of self-promotion, then there's a very dark side to it that I've experienced very directly. Call a Wikipedia biography a weapon of asymmetric warfare.
Seth, sorry to interrupt. Can you guys just turn off your speakers? Because I'm getting a lot of Skype noise, and it's overpowering.
Yeah, Seth, you're coming in a little bit low to me. Could I just kind of paraphrase what you were first saying? Is that a lot of people try to get their biographies into Wikipedia, but for some of the people who didn't try to get their biographies in and wound up anyway, it's a less than pleasant experience, and you know firsthand about that.
Yes, I shifted the microphone. Am I coming in better now?
Yeah,
much better. Thank you.
Okay, I have to have it right up in front of my face. It looks like there's very technical difficulties with this connection. Anyway, to go on. So did my remark about how a Wikipedia biography can be a weapon of asymmetric warfare get across?
Could you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Was there an objection? I don't know if I'm offending Matt Sanchez. No offense meant.
No, please. It takes a lot more to offend me. Go ahead.
I'll give a little bit of background here. Both Seth and Matt have had biography articles about them in Wikipedia. Seth's is now deleted. Matt's is still in, but there was an arbitration case about it. Please go ahead, Seth.
What I meant by my remark is I know it's a little bit hyperbolic to use the expression weapon of asymmetric warfare, given that there is a real war. I just wanted to make sure that I was not offending anybody who was in that war zone. I wanted to be sensitive to those concerns. That I'm just meaning in terms of a colorful metaphor, full respect to the people who actually serve. Anyway. The reason I call it that is because it allows anybody to anonymously launch an attack on you that will be broadcast to the world. And they can hide behind an IP address or a name with no connection to their real life identity. And they can then edit this page, which is a propensity to be used as the standard reference page about you. They can put any lie, any libel, any sort of fabrication into them, and it's up to the people who are maintaining that page to chase after attack.
I assure you that was not a sound effect. That actually was somebody's siren.
Sorry, I need to mute. So I'll mute my phone.
I have to agree with Jeff Finkelstein entirely. I can sympathize with what he's saying, that he apparently has had his article taken out, and my article is still posted. The people who were slamming me claimed that it needed to be up there, that my article was indeed important. So I understand exactly what Jeff's talking about, and I agree and concur wholeheartedly.
I think that one of the issues with biographies is that when they're done well, when they're done appropriately, you know, they're one of the best things on the site. You know, but I interviewed Eric Bogosian, and he is, like, extraordinarily accomplished. But at the same time, if you go to his Wikipedia biography, you barely see any of the major accomplishments that he had in his life. So that's, like, a big contention with him. It's not so much that what's there is inaccurate as much as it's a very incomplete picture.
Yeah.
And Eric Bogosian is a major American playwright. Is that the person you're speaking of?
Yes. An actor. But he also, like, he's a novelist as well, like, all these things. So when we actually spoke, a lot about what's missing from his biography.
I agree with Shankbone as well, that what happens is that a cabal of editors can get together and conspire to put the information in a biography that they want and direct it according to whatever their ideology or whatever their agenda is. And that's one of the weaknesses of Wikipedia.
The other aspect is that often when I meet with notable or accomplished people, they never... The view that the public has of those people and, like, what they've done in their work rarely conforms to what they think is important about their work. So you end up having, like, a lot of people who, like, think about, like, William French Anderson, who was a famous geneticist who was recently convicted and sent to jail for pedophilia. Clearly, like, this is, like, someone where you have a very notable person, but their career itself is very difficult and challenging to write because a lot of people don't know enough about, like, their work and, like, their genetic stuff. But a lot of people have a vested interest in talking about his pedophilia. How do you handle a situation like that with an article where, you know, not many people are qualified to write about it, and then that is, like, very notable and that everybody knows about and it has been in the news, like, tons, but main thing that is on their article?
That's one thing I noticed and that other people have objected to, is that Wikipedians write very much towards what's in the news right now and what they can find in Google. There's a couple of major accomplishments in my life that I specifically did point out while my biography was up, just wanting to see if anybody would note them. They're not exactly obscure, but they're not in the news every day. Nobody ever noticed them.
Well, I think that's something that we call, in Wikipedia terms, we call that recentism, the tendency of articles to be, to overemphasize recent events, partly because it's easier to find them on Google, partly because they've happened during the internet era. And a lot of people, living people's biographies cross into pre-internet.
But Durova, it goes into more than that. I think there's a tendency towards the salacious and... salacious. In my article, that has been the case. There are tons of things that have been recent that are completely neglected, whereas the salacious, like apparently this gentleman's pedophilia, is what the editors are tuning into or what they see as more of a hook for the article or where the emphasis of the article should be, and it skews the point of view of the article.
Absolutely. I've seen that at work at your article. And then again, I suppose it's at work with Larry Craig, Senator Larry Craig as well. It's kind of where the media is these days.
I was surprised when I went onto Matt's article to see that there were so many problems with it, or even like things that things were like misrepresented, such as like the whole initial complaint that he registered with Columbia. it was made to seem like he was complaining that someone called him stupid, which was, you know, diminishing. Obviously, if, like, someone is just going, so-and-so called me stupid, you know, it looks like such a minor complaint. But there was this huge racial element to what, you know, he was purporting happened that didn't make it into the article. You know, things like that are sure signs of an agenda. I'm shocked that, like, the article went through arbitration and it still, like, looked that way.
That's one of the weaknesses. I guess if you have a bunch of editors who, like I said, are a cabal of editors who want to get to present a point of view, then they can conspire to do that. And I think that's what happened to my article.
I guess I should just give a little bit of background here as part of the disclosure. I answered, a request for comment last fall, and I began to try to work through what I call the swamp in Wikipedia. I just refer to it metaphorically that way. And I didn't see a way of preventing it from going into arbitration. I'm neutral on the content itself. Several people have gotten site banned from Wikipedia because of the disputes over Matt's biography, including Matt. But Matt is in good standing at Wikimedia Commons, is making productive contributions there, and I am mentoring him there. So if there's any controversy about inviting in a banned editor, I will take that onto my shoulders for this session. Any more comments on this current question, or would you like to move on?
Seth, what do you think is, when you think about the BLP issue and the recentism and all of these various things, like what do you personally think is one of the, what do you think should be done, if anything? Like, what do you think is the weakness in the chain? And Daroba, if I'm stepping on your toes at all, hush up. So I know you're running.
Oh, not at all. This is a wonderful question. Go ahead, Seth, if you don't mind.
I think Wikipedia should have a very high standard for including people, and it should have very generous opt-out policies. Wikipedia is simply not up to the standards of maintaining a viable biography of a living person. The model itself is simply not scaled to handle it. It's too easy to use it as an attack site. Moreover, many, many people simply do not add much to Wikipedia. It's what I call cost shifting, that the harmed person who has to endure this sort of attack is much, much greater than the value of this usually obscure page. Therefore, it's very obvious that simply let people go. Moreover, the amount of energy that is devoted to these arguments surely could be better spent elsewhere. I mean, there were 14 different arguments in someone else's biography page, Daniel Brandt, and they're still going on. Just let the guy go. Point made. And he's gone now, but people keep arguing over it. Somebody screams they want out, and they are a fairly minor figure. Let him go.
But the other thing, the answer to that is, like, where do we draw the line?
Figure it out. God, Wikipedians draw lines for everything. The idea
is true.
Not very successfully.
Yeah, but if they wanted to find one, they'd find one. Have another discussion on it. If you can figure out a line in and out, then you can figure out another line between between can opt out and can't opt out. You'll have a whole bunch of tests, and there'll be corner cases, but on the whole, I think most of the people who are objecting are pretty clearly people who do not have famous national reputations.
Yeah.
I've been getting a poke here.
By the way, he makes an excellent point. I tried to opt out twice, and the people who claimed, who specifically tried to keep me in there, they said, well, this article is extremely important. And yet again, the article I found was very poorly sourced and very, I was amazed at how bitter and how so small people, the tyranny of the democracy, it really was. A couple of people can really keep things going or keep a subject alive, regardless of how important it is. In my case, I really wanted out of the article. Okay,
well,
one more point to make is that I've spoken with other conservatives like Ann Coulter, Michelle Malcolm, Bill O'Reilly,